Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's a reason Donald Trump and the Republican Party are here. It's because of Ohio's role in presidential elections. It's critical. It certainly was in 2004, especially in a small college town about 100 miles south of where we sit. Here Now's Alex Ashlock paid a visit to Gambier, Ohio, earlier this summer and has this report.
Founded in 1824, Kenyon College is the oldest private college in the state of Ohio. The bells chime every 15 minutes on this campus that's often called one of the most beautiful in the country. Summers are quiet here, but on this weekend, a couple of hundred graduates had returned. Kenyon classes from the 1980s who formed a Facebook group. And this was their second reunion.
The first of Kenyon's early race was that
they walked Kenyon's famous middle path again, the path that intersects the campus. And they sang the old college songs on the steps of Ross Hall. On election night 12 years ago, Kenyon College was the scene of a national news story. Secretary of State John Kerry, then a Massachusetts senator, was trying to deny George W. Bush another term in office. In Ohio, the race was tight, and the campus saw some of the longest voting lines in the country. When one of the two voting machines in the town of Gambier, where the college is located, broke down. Students captured the frustration on video.
9 hours and like 40 minutes to vote? Are you kidding me?
Sorry,
are you kidding
it?
Me?
A federal judge eventually stepped in and said paper ballots could be used, but some of the students refused them, fearing their votes would not be counted. Sean Decatur is president of Kenyon College.
This will be my first presidential election here on campus, but if you look back and certainly the past few years and going back to 2004, where this was in the national spotlight for students lining up, and that was, you know, an interesting, I'd say that the events that happened here in Gambier had a big impact on voting and election reform throughout the state.
Ohio tends to go with the winner in presidential elections. The only time that didn't happen in more than 70 years was 1960, when Republican Richard Nixon won the state, but lost to John F. Kennedy. Again, Kenyon College President Sean Decatur.
I grew up in Cleveland, so places in that area which have much more in common with the Great Lakes region to places in central and southern Ohio which feel an awful lot more like Appalachia and that region. So it's just a very diverse mix. And so I think it's we're used to being the center of the political spotlight every 4 years.
The college is in Knox County, which is solidly Republican. The GOP office in the county seat Mount Vernon was quiet when I walked by on a summer afternoon, but the windows prominently displayed a picture of Donald Trump under the slogan, Protect America, Vote Republican. Zach Space was a star football player at Kenyon College in the 1980s. He later served two terms as a Democratic congressman representing Ohio's 18th district. He's not quite sure what to make of the 2016 race in Ohio.
We are seeing some people who are traditional labor Democrats moving over to support Trump. We're seeing people in certain parts of Ohio, eastern and southeastern Ohio, for example, who are in coal country that are gravitating toward Trump in ways that might not otherwise happen to a more conventional Republican candidate. But at the same time, we're seeing a strong reaction, kind of an anti-Trump and pro-Hillary reaction in urban areas and in suburban areas that we might not otherwise be witnessing. So it's certainly a little bit more difficult to predict this year.
So how does a presidential candidate solve that riddle and win Ohio's 18 electoral votes this year? Zach Space says Knox County and other mainly rural parts of Ohio will be the real battleground. And he's watching the big Senate race between former Governor Ted Strickland and the incumbent Republican Rob Portman.
Resources are going into that area of the state of Ohio that are unprecedented. Rob Portman is buying a lot of airtime in eastern and southern Ohio, and it's seeming to work. Ted Strickland is a southern Ohioan. This race in Ohio may come down to what these candidates are able to accomplish in Appalachian Ohio.
Back in 2004, most of the students who waited in those long lines to vote cast their ballots for John Kerry. But he lost Ohio to President George W. Bush by fewer than 120,000 votes. 12 years later, it's same as it ever was. The result in Ohio will be critical, especially for Donald Trump. John Elliott is a longtime professor of political science at Kenyon College.
We're back to, if Trump can't win Ohio, he can't win.
And no Republican presidential candidate has ever won the White House without winning Ohio first. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.